So I remember you being here last week. You remember who we've been kind of talking about? No, you're good. You remember Moses? Remember what the Lord had him? You know what the Lord wanted him to do for him? We'll talk about that here today. So when Moses came to confront Pharaoh, how did Pharaoh view himself? As a god, right? Yeah. And instead of setting Israel free, how did Pharaoh make their slavery worse? The straws and the bricks, right? Yeah, it would make it easy. It would make it harder for them to do what they needed to do. So today we're going to read Exodus 6, 2 through 13 for those that would like to follow along. God spoke further to Moses and said to him, I am Yahweh, and I appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as God Almighty. But my name, Yahweh, I was not known to them. And I also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land in which they sojourned or traveled. Furthermore, I have heard the groanings and cries of the sons of Israel because the Egyptians are holding them in slavery, and I have remembered my promise to them. Say therefore to the sons of Israel, I am Yahweh, and I will bring you out from under the hard labors of the Egyptians, and I will deliver you from their slavery. I will also redeem you with an outstretched arm with great judgments. Then I will take you for my people, and I will be your God, and you shall know that I am Yahweh your God, who brought you out from under the hard labors of the Egyptians. And I will bring you to the land which I swore to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, and I will give it to you for a possession. I am Yahweh. So Moses spoke thus to the sons of Israel, but they did not listen to Moses on account of their weakness of spirit and hard slavery. Now Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Come, tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to let the sons of Israel go out of this land. But Moses spoke before Yahweh, saying, Behold, the sons of Israel have not listened to me. How then will Pharaoh listen to me? For I am of uncircumcised lips. Then Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron and gave them a command for the sons of Israel and for the Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to bring the sons of Israel out of the land of Egypt. So that was a lot. We're going to kind of break down with three questions to kind of help us understand what we were reading. So what did the Lord remind Moses of during Israel's troubles and doubts? Right, yeah, that he is God, that through him all can be possible. And what did God promise to give to the believing Israelites? Remember what he had promised them. The land. Remember what that land is called? Canaan, yes. So was Moses confident that he was a good speaker? No, he was not. He had to trust in the Lord. So the Israelites were in a very dark place for hundreds of years. They had suffered as slaves under the darkness of Pharaoh's cruelty. Day after day and month after month and year after year, they groaned for the light of deliverance. It's a long time. Can you imagine being in slavery for years? That's not good. When Moses came to them with the gospel on his lips, telling them that God would set them free, a shimmer of light broke into their hearts. But it didn't last long, because when Pharaoh heard of it, he hated them even more. This caused Israel's darkness to grow even darker. As Pharaoh would not let them have the straw they needed, the Israelites thought only about the troubles, doubting Moses and doubting God's word that Moses told them. So Moses also struggled talking about his confusion to God in prayer. But God would not leave his people in the dark. He allowed their circumstances, the things that happening in their lives, to get worse, to teach them about lessons about faith. True faith does not focus on what we can see. It doesn't trust God when everything is going well and question him when everything goes badly. Faith does not depend on our circumstances with change, but on God who never changes. His promise that never change. That is why God reminds Moses of his covenant name and his covenant promise. He is saying, don't focus on the darkness of the circumstances. Focus on the light of my person and my word. So like Abraham, the Israelites needed to walk by faith and not by sight. They needed to trust God in the dark. They needed to cling to his promise, even when everything in their lives seemed to say that God was not keeping his his promise. And we must do the same. We mustn't focus on our sin or the devil, who seems to be our slave master. We must look to God, remembering that he is the unchanging and all-powerful God. We must look to Jesus Christ, God's deliverer, remembering that through Pharaoh seems strong, Christ is stronger and delights to save. We, like Israel, need to look to the one who keeps his promise and frees sinful slaves, changing them into a nation of kings for his glory. So you don't have to answer, but do you feel like you trust in the Lord on the decisions that you make and on the daily lives and the choices that happen? This is an example that that the Lord wanted Moses to see and the people of Israel inside of the slavery of Egypt. So why does God remind Moses of his name and his promise? What did it help do to strengthen Moses' faith, right, in God? And then how do we come to know God and his promises? Reading scripture. Alrighty, that's it. Got any questions? So who do we talk about today? And what was the Lord's goal to tell Moses? What was he trying to remind him and Israel and the Israelites? And focus on who? Right. And that's it. Let's go ahead and pray then. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for allowing us to read scripture, Lord, about Moses and your work and promise for the enslaved Israelites, Lord. I pray for us as we go day by day, understanding that we too must rely on yourself, Lord, in your sovereignty. And in your name I pray, amen.